Start, this is dictating on Richard Neubauer. Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Neubauer, N-E, N as in Nancy, N-E-U, B-A-U-E-R. Neubauer. N-E-U-B-A-U-E-R, N as in Nancy. Next, the date of birth is 5/21/1946. Date of birth is 3/4/24. Please make a copy for Dr. George Erringer, M.D. Erringer is E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R. George Erringer. Next paragraph. Dear George, thank you for sending Richard Neubauer for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 77-year-old male who has a past history of sarcoidosis, has had shortness of breath with exertion over the past several months, and states he had a fractured lower extremity in November 23. The patient has the patient had noticed shortness of breath with exertion and was sent for a CT chest with contrast on January 15, 2024. The CT chest showed two small non-calcified pulmonary nodules up to 5 millimeters, noted in the right middle lobe and lower lobe. There were areas of scarring and atelectasis in the lower lobe as well. And multiple calcified mediastinal and hilar lymph node. He also had he also had mild coronary artery calcifications. The patient was sent for a pulmonary function study, which showed essentially normal PFTs. And the total lung capacity was mildly reduced, suggesting restrictive disease, period. The patient denies any significant cough, sputum production, and denies chest pains or abdominal pains or reflux. Next paragraph, past history has included history of hypertension for 16 years. No diabetes. He had cancer of the prostate and underwent a radical prostatectomy and has been on hormonal therapy and had received some radiation following prostatectomy. He also has a permanent pacemaker in place. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies noted. Next, family history. Father died of Parkinson's disease. Mother died of laryngeal cancer. Next paragraph. Habits of patient. Denies history of smoking, but was exposed to secondhand smoke for more than 10 years. Alcohol use moderate daily. Next paragraph. Review of systems of patient. Has no fatigue or fever, no cataracts or glaucoma, no hoarseness or nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency, no nighttime awakening, no hay fever. He has shortness of breath and no chest pains. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, or diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. No depression or anxiety, and he has a few joint pains and muscle aches. Denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss. And no skin rash. Next, med list. Included amlodipine, olmesartan, 5-20 milligrams daily. Chlorothalidone, 25 milligrams daily. Colchicine, 0.6 milligrams daily. Pravastatin, 10 milligrams a day. Prednisone, 5 milligrams daily. And albuterol inhaler. I'm sorry, not albuterol. Allopurinol, 300 milligrams daily. And abiraterone, that is A-B-I-R-A-T-E-R-O-N-E, abiraterone acetate, 250 milligrams, 4 tablets a day. And Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built, white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. No cyanosis, icterus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 128/70, pulse 65, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 223, saturation 95. HEND, non-cyanic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supplenomber is in the thyroid enlargement of lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with scattered visas in the upper lung fields. With no crackles on either side. Heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, minimal edema. Reflexes are 1 plus, with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Interstitial lung disease. And number 2, history of sarcoidosis. Number 3 is lung nodules. I'm sorry, right lung nodules. And number 4 is anemia. And number 5 is hypertension. Next plan, the patient was advised to use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN. Advised to get a CBC, angiotensin converting enzyme level, and sed rate. He will also come back for a follow-up visit approximately 4 weeks. And I suggested that he get a follow-up chest CT in 6 months. Thank you for this consultation. Let's talk. This is a copy of it for Dr. George Erringer, E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R, M-D. George Erringer, M-D. Thank you.